Lord, we're going to be looking at these issues today. We pray that you'll help us to understand and that you will cause us to say, I want to trust the Lord in all the situations of life.
主啊，我们现在呢要学习这一篇啊，就是章节，就是说求你帮助我们，帮助我们，就是说是去理解，也帮助我们，就是说是用这样的方式呢去解决我们在人生里我们所要面对的一些问题。
We pray for each one of us, Lord. We want to learn your ways and we want to walk in your ways.
And
we pray that you will deliver us from figuring that because of our particular problem, we should maybe disobey a little bit.
因为我们求您呢，就是让我们呢，不要是说我们这个人生里出现了这样的一些小小的问题呢，我有可能就不顺服了。So
we give thanks now for all of these things. We give thanks and look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们为这一切的感恩，我们期待您的赐福。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。Amen.
Amen. All right, so. Yes, Cindy, welcome to you.
Yeah,
we're glad you're here.
Hi, Cindy.
The bad news is, Cindy, you didn't get here in time for lunch.
坏消息是你没有按时来吃中午。
Okay, chapter 16 of Genesis, verse 1.
创世纪第16章第一节。
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maid servant whose name was Hagar.
亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。撒来有一个使女名叫夏家，是埃及人。Does
that really matter?
这个是很重要吗?
Does God care how many children you have?
神呢，他关心你有多少个孩子吗？
Does God care about the hidden things in our life, the private things in our life? God care about them?
神呢关心我们人生中隐秘的事情和那些个人私人的问题吗？
And the answer is yes, he cares.
答案是是的，他关心。
Now, you'll remember that God had promised to Abram that he was going to give him the land and that he was going to give him the son.
因为你们都记得，神呢应许了亚伯兰，说要给他一片土地，还要赐给他一个儿子。
And the fact that Abram was going to have a son is, in many respects, what the book of what chapter 15 is all about.
因为就是说是亚伯兰呢，就是他想要有一个儿子呢，就是这个事实，那就是说是第十五章所要讲的所有。So
the issue very often in our lives is, what do you do when you pray for something that you know to be God's will? And you don't get it.
所以现在的事实呢，是在我们的人生中，如果你呢去祷告，祷告呢，你知道这是神的旨意，那么说呢，你却没有得到。Now,
it isn't just that you prayed about it. It isn't just that you know that it's God's will. What you also know is that you really want it.
其实这个不仅仅是说你已经祷告了，你知道是神的旨意，而且呢，是你真的想要的东西。
And there are often various things in life exemplified by the fact that a mother wants a child. Those things are important in life. What do you do when you long for them and you don't get it?
因为在人生里呢，通常呢，我们存在这样的问题，那尤其是对那个母亲来说呢，他们想要孩子。那如果说呢，你想要孩子很久都没有了，那怎么办？
So Sarah said, verse 2, She said to Abram, See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please, go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abram heeded the voice of Sarai.
第二节呢，就是撒来对亚伯兰说，那看现在耶和华使我不能生育，求你进到我的使女那里，或者我可以因她得孩子。亚伯兰听从了撒来的声音。
Now the historians tell us that this was a relatively common practice in the days of Abram and Sarah.
这个故事说那是在亚伯兰和撒来的那个时代呢是非常普遍的事情。
multiple wives was a problem in the days of Abram and Sarah.
亚伯兰和撒来的那个年代呢，他们呢多妻制是一个大问题。
And so I guess Sarah said, we prayed and God hadn't answered, but if I were to do it this way, maybe God would answer me.
我认为撒来说呢，我们一直祷告，一直祷告，神还没有应允我们的祷告。那么说呢，也许我们以那这种方式去做，神会呢应允我们。
And I think if you'd spoken to her, you would say, Sarah, do you really think this is the right thing to do?
所以如果你有机会跟撒来说话，你就是撒来，你做的这些事情对吗？
And I think she would say, no, but.
我认为她会说呢，不对，但是。
Have you ever learned in life to watch out for the little word but?
所以你在你人生中有没有学到这样一个小词叫但是呢？
I would like to do this, and I know it's right, but.
我想这么去做，我知道这么做是对的，但是。
So we'll do it just a little differently.
我们要稍微做一点不同的事情。
And so she says, everybody else is getting their servants to give them the children they can't have. I should do the same.
也就是说呢，在其他的人呢，他们都是，如果他们正妻不能生孩子，就把他们的仆人拿来给他们生孩子，所以他说我也要这么做。So
it wasn't completely unheard of. Lots of people were doing it, and she said, well, I'll just do what the other people are doing.
这个并不是说是没有听说过，因为呢，大多数人都这么做，所以呢，我也要试试这么做。
Was it God's plan?
这是神的计划吗？
What do we read about the family before there were any families?
所以呢，我们学到的什么，在那个关于家庭的，在还没有家庭之前呢？
And amazingly, it's in chapter 2 of Genesis. We should read the verse.
其实非常有意思的是，在创世纪第二章里面，我们应该来读一下这些经文。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
And someone will help me find the verse now.
Verse 24.
That's right. Thank you, John.
第24节，谢谢John。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此，男人要离开他的父母，与他的妻子联合，二人成为一体。
How many people become one flesh?
有多少人成为一体了呢？
Two.
两个。
Or three.
三个。
Or four.
四个。
How many wives did God plan a man to have?
所以神的计划里，一个男人要娶几个妻子呢？
One.
一个。
Now, is that important?
所以这个重要吗？
The answer is yeah, it's important.
答案是是的，非常重要。
How many people do you know who have broken hearts?
所以你知道有多少人他们非常伤心？
Often quite a few.
当然有很多。
Why?
为什么？
Well, often because they had more than one wife or more than one husband.
通常呢，他们是有超过一个的妻子，或者超过一个的丈夫。
Very sad. Very problematic. Sarah, don't do it.
所以呢，非常的悲伤，非常的问题多。撒来，不要做。
And so we don't know all the details. All we know is that the issues that confronted Sarah and Abram at this point are very, very common issues in our day.
因为我们不知道很多的细节，但是我们知道呢，就是撒来和亚伯兰呢，这个时候他们面临的问题是我们当今呢，通常呢会碰到的同样的问题。
So I've often considered the question, how often do you see a happy divorce?
所以我通常呢，就是这样想，你见过多少非常的幸福的离婚呢？
And I told you that I read a while ago about a movie star who had been married 6 times.
因为我跟大家讲过，有一个电影明星呢，他呢结了6次婚。
Which means he's been through 5 divorces.
这个意味着呢，他离婚了5次。
Do you feel happy for him or sad for him? 5 divorces.
你为他感到高兴呢，还是为他感到悲伤呢？离了5次婚。
God's got a plan. One man, one woman.
所以神有这样的计划，一个男人，一个女人。
And our world says we don't need that.
我们的世界说我们不需要这个。
I believe the central problem in the world today is the problem of rejecting God's plan for one man, one woman.
我认为呢，在当今世界的中心问题是整个世界拒绝了神的计划，就是一男一女，一夫作为夫妻。
All right, so verse 3. Then Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan.
第三节说，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了10年。
How long have they been waiting for children?
他们等待孩子等待了多久？
Well, answer, a long time. We don't know precisely when they got married.
这个答案是很久，我们并没有被告知呢这样的细节，但是我们不知道自从他们结婚以后有多久他们没孩子。
But it was 10 years after God had promised them that they were going to have children.
因为这个是在10年以后，在10年前的时候呢，神呢应许他们就是要有孩子。
And I think they probably said,You know, we know this is wrong, but we've been waiting 10 years for God to answer our prayer, and he hasn't done it yet.
所以我认为呢，他们有可能说呢，我们这么做是不对的，但是我们呢，就是说是等待神的应允呢，为了这个问题已经等了10年了，我们现在还没有得到。
So they said, Hagar is here, maybe Abram should take Hagar to be his wife too.
因为他们说那夏甲在这里，也许呢亚伯兰呢可以娶那个夏甲为妾。
Where did he get Hagar?
他们在哪里找到夏甲的？
In Egypt.
在埃及。
Why did he go to Egypt?
他们为什么要去埃及呢？
Because he didn't believe God could keep him in a lifestyle that he wanted in.The land of Canaan. God says, I'm going to give you this land. He says, this is great, but there's not enough grass here. I think I've got to go down to Egypt too. What?
因为他们不相信神呢，能够在神赐给他们的那片土地上呢，保持他们的生活状态。所以他们说呢，因为这片土地上呢，没有多少的草，所以呢，我要下到埃及去，什么？
So his first mistake was,He said, God, I know you've given me this, but it isn't enough, so I'm going to go to Canaan.
所以呢，他就说呢，基本上是神呢，我知道您会赐给我们这些一切，但是呢，我将来会得到，但是现在我要去，他应该说是埃及。
And then he says, I know you promised me some children, but I didn't get them from Sarah, so I'll go get them somewhere else.
所以呢，他说神呢，您呢应许了我，我要有些孩子，但是呢，撒那呢却生不出来，我要从其他地方找。
If God says no, he means don't do it.
所以如果神说不，他的意思就是你不能做。
So verse 4.
第四节。
So he went into Hagar and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived her mistress became despised in her eyes.
第四节是亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕，她见自己怀孕，就小看她的祖母。
Two women in the house. One has a child, or is going to have a child, and the other doesn't.
因为那么谁在家里是主要的呢？其实是一个呢怀了孕的，还是一个不怀孕的呢？
And probably they used to be friends.
他们有可能以前呢是朋友。
And now, totally different.
现在呢一切都不同了。
Most people say regarding morals between husbands and wives or men and women. Most people say it doesn't really matter. You just do whatever you want, everything will be fine.
大多数人呢，他们谈到呢，就是丈夫和妻子，哎，男人和女人这样的道德问题时呢，他们说呢，不要关心，应该没有什么事儿，一切都会好的。
God says there will be consequences if you don't do it my way.
所以神说呢，如果你不照着我的方式去做，你要负后果的。
So these two women are in the house, and you can imagine.
有两个女人在家里，你可以去想象那种状态。
And the servant girl says, da, 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 I'm better than you are.
所以呢，那个侍女说，大力的，我比你强多了。
I'm trying to think of the verse in Proverbs. Talks about how terrible it is when the maid becomes the responsible one over the mistress.
所以呢，我就试图的想着在箴言里讲到一句经文，他们呢，那经文讲的是关于一个仆人，他是就是使女，他那个超过了主人的主人的权利时候是什么样一个情况。So
you can imagine Sarah saying to her, "I'd like you to wash the windows, please."
所以你可以想象一下，撒来对他说：“那你把窗户擦一下。”And
she said, "No, I'm not going to wash the windows."
不。
I'm getting ready for my child.
我不去擦窗户，因为我要生孩子了。Verse
5. Then Sarah said to Abram, "My wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between you and me."
第五节说，那撒来的亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中，她见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。”Okay,
so here you got Hagar and Sarah, and they're fighting, and then Sarah says, "Abram, it's all your fault."
因为这里呢，就是撒来和夏家呢，他们在争斗的时候呢，撒来就跟那个亚伯兰说：“都是你的错。”
So what used to be a happy home is torn apart.
所以曾经是一个幸福的家庭，现在破碎了。And
that story is told over and over and over and over in countless homes.
所以这样的故事一旦不断的发生在无数的家庭里。Almost
every one of us know a story like this, either in our own life, or in our own home, or in a home that is related to us not very far away.
我们所有的人呢，都经历过这样的故事，或者说是在我们自己家里，或者说是在你的周围，你听说的，或者在其他的家庭里会发生这样的事情。So
what's Abram going to do?
那么亚伯兰会怎么做呢？
Verse 6, Abram said to Sarai, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. You do to her as you please." And when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence.
第六节是亚伯兰对撒来说，侍女在你的手下，你可以随意待她。撒来苦待她，她就从撒来面前逃走了。
So Abram basically says, "Listen, Sarah, you do whatever you want. You just carry on. I'm going to step back. You do what you want."
所以亚伯兰基本上对撒来说：“撒来，你对他想怎么样就怎么样，我不管。”
And Sarah became very, very harsh with that girl.
所以呢，撒来呢就对这个女孩呢非常非常不好。
Was Sarah wrong?
Sarah 做错了吗？
Yep.
是的。
Was Hagar wrong?
那夏家做错了吗？
Yep.
也是。
Okay.
Okay.
In this particular situation, it wasn't that one was right and the other was wrong, but when sin is involved, it's sooner or later everybody gets involved. It's bad, bad, bad.
所以在这个情况下呢，并不是说是一方是对的，另一方是错的。当那个罪进来以后，所有的一切都会变得越来越不好，非常非常坏。
How serious was it?
这里有多严重呢？
Verse Verse 7, the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. She ran away from home. She was heading back to Egypt.
第七节说，那耶和华的使者在旷野舒尔路上的水前遇见了他，所以呢，他呢就是说在回家的路上，他跑回家。那他家在哪里呢？在埃及。
I think she probably said, "I'm going home to mommy."
所以我认为他基本上说我回去找我妈。
I imagine that she was a poor girl living in Egypt. She became a servant to this rich man. Abram, she probably knew luxury in Abram's home far greater than she had in her own home.
我认为呢，她有可能是出生在一个贫穷的家庭里，是一个贫穷家女孩。她被那个嫁入到亚伯兰呢，这是一个非常富有的人的家里，所以呢，她在亚伯兰家里呢，肯定经历了非常豪华的生活。
She's running away.
但是她还是跑了。
People say.I can sin, everything will be all right.
人们说呢，我可以犯罪，但是没事的。
But the cost, the price that you have to pay after sin, as the consequences begin to take toll, that price is a huge price.
但是代价。代价，当你开始犯罪的时候，你犯了罪以后，作为那个后果，你要付上的代价是非常非常大的。
Now, amazingly, the angel of the Lord speaks to Sarai, to Hagar.
所以非常的惊奇的是呢，耶和华的天使对那个夏家说话。
Does God care about the problems that arise in life?After sin,
神关心就是在犯了罪以后，在我们人生里引起的问题吗
？And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Jesus always cares. Would you remember that?
所以主耶稣基督总是关心你，你记得这一点吗
？So verse 8, the Lord said, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from, and where are you going?"
第八节说呢，那个主的天使对他说呢，撒来的使女夏家，你从哪里来，要往哪里去
？Is that an ordinary question, or is that a very significant question?
这是一个普通的问题，还是一个非常重要的问题呢
？Where have you come from?
你从哪里来
？Where are you going?
要去哪里
？Boy, those are piercing questions, aren't they?
所以，这是一个非常的尖锐的问题，是不是
？The atheist, the agnostic, the evolutionist, you say, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
所以那些无神论者，那些进化论者说呢，你从哪里来？你要去哪里呢
？And they say, we came from nowhere, we're going nowhere.
他们说呢，我们不知道从哪里来的，我们也不知道要往哪里去。
And therefore, nothing is important.
因此呢，没有事情是重要的了。
How pathetic! That's the world out there today. Most people say, "I don't believe in God. I don't believe He made me. I don't believe He's going to judge me. I came from nothing. I am nothing. I'm going nowhere."
因为这些人呢，就是说是在世界上，这是多么的一个普遍的问题。在这些世界上，他们不相信人的说，人说了，我不知道我从哪里来，我也不知道我要到哪里去，我也不知道这个世界有什么意义，所以我不相信神。
A friend of mine was a guest speaker, invited to be a guest speaker in a high school science classroom one day.
所以我的一个朋友呢，有一天呢，他被邀请去做那个一个科学的那个学校里面做一个客座的讲员。
He said to the teacher, "Have you taught these students that there is a God who made them and will one day judge them?"
他跟那个班的老师说，你有没有告诉你的学生们，就是有一个神呢，创造了他们，有一天呢要审判他们。
And the teacher said, "No, I don't believe in God."
那个老师说呢，不，我不相信神。
And then he said, "This is what you've done. You've taught every student in this room that they came from nowhere, they're going nowhere, and nothing they do now is important.
这个人就跟那个老师说呢，你教导这些学生，他们不知道从哪里来，也不知道要往哪里去，所以呢，他们现在做的任何事情都不重要。
And you've taught each of them that it certainly doesn't matter whether they believe they obey you or not. It doesn't matter. You've taught them it doesn't matter. But here, God's question to Hagar is, where you come from? Where are you going?
你在说你告诉他们，他们的这不重要那不重要，他们甚至都不顺服你。但是神呢，在这里问了一个重要的问题，就是说呢，你从哪里来，要往哪里去？
She said, verse 8, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai.
所以夏家说呢，我从我的主母撒来面前逃出来。And
the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand.
第九节耶和华的天使对他说呢，你回到你主母那里，伏在他手下。What?
I got to go back home?
什么？我要回去。
Yeah, not to your home in Egypt. You got to go back home to your home in Abram's house.
并不是说你要回到你埃及的家里，你要回到亚伯兰的家里去。
And you've got to obey Sarah. She's your boss.
你要顺服扎莱，她是你的老板。
Have you ever noticed that the way to get out of a problem is to go back and do it right?
你有没有注意到呢？就是解决你问题的方式呢，是你回去做正确的事情呢？
Do you think Hagar wanted to go back to Sarah?
你认为夏家他想回到撒拉那里去吗？
Here she is heading south into Egypt, and the angel of the Lord says, "Turn around and go back again."
这里呢，就是他呢，再往南，往南往回，就回到他去到他埃及的家。这里有个天使告诉他，你回去，转头回去。What
are the first words you have to say when you turn around to go back? You have to say, "I was wrong."
所以呢，第一件事情你要说的，如果你想回去的话，你要转回去的话，你必须说的一句话是说我错了。Ever
notice that it's hard for people to say, "I was wrong"?
你有没有注意到呢？对人来说呢，说我错了非常难呢。
What's even harder than to say I was wrong?
所以比如说我错了的更难的是什么？
I am wrong. That's harder.
我一直都错了，这个更难。
It's hard to say I was wrong yesterday.
所以呢，就是说是非常难受，我昨天做错了。
But it's harder to say I am wrong today.
因为更难的是说呢，我今天也做错了。Okay,
so the question is, what happens in this story?
问题是呢，在这个故事里发生了什么呢？
Verse 10, then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude.
第十节说，耶和华的天使又对他说呢，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。Was
Sarai expecting that?
那个撒拉呢，她期待这一点吗？
Was Sarai right or wrong?
撒拉是对呢，还是错？
She was wrong. She never should have allowed Abram to come near her in the first place. And secondly, she never should have despised Sarah for the fact that she was going to have a child and Sarah didn't. See, she was wrong.
所以他讲的应该是夏家，但是夏家呢，就是说是他首先呢，他就不应该去到亚伯拉罕那里和他在一起。第二个呢，他不应该去蔑视他的主母撒来，所以他是错的。Did
she deserve to become the mother
他呢,
of a multitude of people who were so great they couldn't count them all?
所以呢，他是配得做那些就是很多人的母亲，就是这样的，他的后裔甚至不可胜数呢。
Have you ever noticed that God is gracious to sinners?
你有没有注意到那神呢，对那就是罪人是蛮有恩典的了。
It's marvelous to me. God loves sinners. He's patient with sinners. And he often will give sinners great blessing if they will turn and do what is right.
所以对我来说感到非常惊奇的是呢，他关心罪人，他呢对罪人呢是蛮有恩典的。如果那罪人呢就是从他们的错误中转回来，神会赐福给他们的。
And this is the prophecy that God gave her.
这是神给他的预言。
Verse 11, the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are with child. You shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. He shall be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren.
第十一节，耶和华的天使对他说：“看哪，你如今怀孕，要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的苦情。”第十二节说：“他为人必像野人，他的手要攻打每个人，每个人的手要攻打他，他必住在他所有的弟兄的面前。”
What would you have done if you were Hagar?
如果你是夏甲，你会怎么做呢？
You'd say, I guess I better do what the Lord has commanded. I better, if I go back, the Lord says he's going to bless my son. He's going to bless me and my son. I better go
back.所以呢，夏甲说呢，如果我是夏甲，我会说呢，我最好回去，因为神说呢，如果我回去的话呢，他会赐福给我的儿子，赐福给我的后裔，我要最好做对的事情。
What is the promise?
那么这个应许是什么？
Number one, you'll bear a son.
一个是你要怀孕生一个儿子。Number
two, you'll call his name Ishmael, which means God hears.
第二个你要就是把他的名字起名叫以实玛利，这个意思呢就是神听到了。She
as she was probably walking back to Egypt, she probably prayed, God heard.
所以呢，他当他在回埃及的路上呢，他有可能祷告了，神呢听见了。And
then there's a description of the son.
其实这个儿子有个描述。He
shall be a wild man.
他为人必像野人。His
hand will be against every man, every man's hand against him.
他的手要攻打每个人，每个人的手也要攻打他。And
so he's going to have lots of fights in his life.
在他人生里有很多的战斗。But
it says at the end, he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren.
这里，但是这里继续说呢，他必住在他所有弟兄的面前。Now,
in fact, Ishmael becomes ultimately the father of the Arabs.
于事实上呢，以实玛利最后呢，成为阿拉伯世界的祖先。There
were, there are millions, probably billions of Arabs in the world today.
所以当今世界上大约存在着几十亿的阿拉伯人。Who
was the father?
谁是他们的祖先？Well,
Ishmael.
以实玛利。Amazing
what God is doing.
就是很神奇，神在做什么？And
so, Hagar, not understanding God, not obeying him fully, but at least obeying him partially, says, all right, I'm going to go back. Verse 13 says, sorry, Roy.
因为夏甲呢，他呢并不完全的理解神的话，也并不完全顺服神的话，他有可能呢就只顺服那一部分。第十三节他说呢，Verse
13 says, Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees, for she said, Have I also here seen him who sees me?
第十三节说，夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看见我的神，因而说，在这里我也看见那看见我的吗？You
got a problem?
你有问题？
Answer, God knows.
答案是神知道。God
sees.
神也看得见。God
cares.
神呢也关心。God
will help.
神会帮助你的。
So say Hagar has this wonderful wisdom.
因为夏甲有这样的奇妙的智慧。
Therefore, in verse 14, she called the well, was called Beer Lahai Roy. Observe, it is between Kadesh and Bered.
第十节，所以这井名叫比尔拉海莱，看哪，这井就在加底斯和巴勒中间。
So, Beer Lahai Roy simply means the God who lives and sees me.
所以呢，比尔拉海莱这个意思呢，就是说是那个活着的神看见了我。
And verse 15 says, so Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram called his son whom he bore Ishmael.
第十五节说呢，后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给夏甲所生他的儿子起名以实玛利。
Why did he call him Ishmael?
为什么要把他叫以实玛利？
Well, he called him Ishmael because the Lord had told Hagar that his name was to be Ishmael.
他把他叫起名字叫以实玛利，是因为主呢告诉个夏甲，他的儿子的名字叫以实玛利。So
you can imagine the story now. Instead of heading south, she turns around, starts walking back to Abram and his house.
所以你可以想象这样一个故事，他本来往南走，那么说呢，他转回来回到亚伯兰的家里去了。
And Sarah is looking out the window. If they had a window in the tent, I don't know. Either looking out the window or the flap in the tent. And she sees Hagar coming up. She says, wow, look at this.
因为我认为呢，如果撒来，他从窗户往外看，我认为呢，如果他们的那个帐篷里面有仓库的话，或者说从撞斧的那个缝隙里看到那个撒来，再看到夏家回来了，他说啊，看谁回来了。Hagar,
what are you doing here?
夏家，你回来干什么？She says,
God spoke to me and sent me
home. 他说呢，神呢跟我说了话，他要我回家。
Wow.
Wow,
that's a big deal.
这是个大事。
Lots of heartache in this story.
在这个故事里有很多的那个悲伤。
The fact is that Hagar did come back, that's good.
所以呢，事实上呢，夏甲他真的回去了，这是件好事。
The fact is that Ishmael was born, that's good.
事实上呢，以实玛利也出生了，这也是好事。The
fact is that he was going to be a wild man, and everybody's hand was going to be against him, and his hand was against everybody, and that's a bad thing.
所以事实上呢，这个以实玛利呢，他必像个野人，他的手要攻打每个人，每个人的手要攻打他，这个不是件好事。Good
that something happened. Good that he came back, or that she came back, but what a tragedy to think that though he were born, though he were strong, yet much heartache and sorrow because of him.
所以这个里面的好事情呢，是夏家他真的回去了，回去了，那么说让我们感到伤心的是呢，就是说呢，他呢那个所生的那个儿子呢，会引起大量的痛苦和伤心。
So if you read the newspapers today, you'll read that Ishmael's sons are still fighting Isaac's sons.
如果当你读现在的报纸，你会看到呢，以实玛利的后裔仍然跟那个以撒的后裔在打仗。
And so here we are, 4,000 years later. And those two families still fighting.
现在4000年以后，那两家仍然在打。
Did Hagar do the right thing?
夏甲有没有做对的事情？
Yes.
做了。
Was it God's will that there even be in the world today much fighting because of this story?
所以这是神的旨意吗？因为他们那个家庭的事情，他们今天还要打仗了。Yes. 是的。Why? 为什么？
Because some of Ishmael's children and some of Isaac's children have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And when people get saved, it's such a wonderful thing. that even if there's heartaches and sorrows in the surrounding environment, it's marvelous they get to go to heaven.
因为他们中间的有些那些人呢，两个家庭的，他们呢就说是啊，那个已经相信了主耶稣为他们的救主。那么说呢，尽管有这样的所有的痛苦，这样所有的问题，他们中间仍然有些人呢要去天堂。
Are there lots of problems in the world today?
当今世界是不是存在大量的问题呢？
Yes.
是的。
Would it be a good thing if Jesus were just to stop the whole thing and say, that's it, no more? Would that be good?
因为如果主耶稣他就直接说呢，啊，够了，你们不要再打了，这是件好事吗？
And the answer is, in many ways, yes.
从那答案是从很多方面说，是的。
So why doesn't he do it?
那为什么主不那么做呢？
Why doesn't he stop everything at 4 o'clock this afternoon and say, thank you, that's it, it's all over?
所以呢，为什么不在今天下午4点钟说谢谢你们啊，够了，一切都结束了？
And all sin would be judged. No more sickness, no more accidents. He just stops the whole thing.
所有的罪呢都会得到审判，就不会有痛苦了，不会有那个车祸了，一切的事情都没了。
What would be wrong with that?
如果这样做有什么不对呢？
The people who hadn't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior wouldn't have another chance.
所以对那些还没有相信主耶稣基督为他们救主的人们，就不再会有机会了。
And so God says, I'm going to wait a little longer.
所以神说呢，我要再等一会儿。
And so you got this story of Hagar and Sarah and Abram and the son who's born is Ishmael and lots of problems in it. Lots of problems from it.
因为你现在有这样的故事，夏家、撒来、亚伯拉罕、以实玛利，所以呢，他们中间存在大量的麻烦，因此呢，也出现了大量的麻烦。So
what do we learn from all this?
从这一切里面，我们学到了什么呢？
And that's this. If there's a problem in your life, and there is, if there's a problem in your life, what are you going to do about it?
所以这个就是在如果在你的人生中出现了麻烦，肯定有麻烦的。那么出现麻烦以后呢，你会怎么做？
And you say, I'm going to read the Bible, I'm going to find out what God wants, and I'm going to do it regardless of the consequences.
因为你说我要去读圣经，我要去找出神是怎么看这个问题的，不管那个结果怎么样。
Very often, there are marriages that are not perfectly happy.
通常呢，婚姻生活呢，并不是完美的幸福。
And so, most people in the world say, I guess what we should do is get a divorce.
大多数人在这个世界上说呢，我认为呢，解决这个问题方法就是离婚。
And God says, if your marital relationship is not perfectly happy, don't say, I'm going to do something different.
所以神说呢，如果你的 婚姻生活不是完美的幸福，不要说我要找另外一条路去做。
Do it right. Go back to the responsibilities of the past. Pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you help me. Everything isn't right, but I'm not going to say, I'm going to do it differently.
所以呢，就是说是你要去做正确的事情，回到从前你那个就是负责任的那个时候，要多祷告，说主啦，不管怎么说，我要做正确的事情。Abram
probably said, if I get a new wife and a new child, things will be wonderful. It'll be marvelous.
亚伯拉罕那里有可能说，那我有了一个新的妻子，一个新的儿子，这个呢，也许是非常奇妙的事情。
Didn't work out that way.
这样的事情呢，并不行不通。When
you get to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you'll read a lot about divorce and remarriage and things like that.
当你读到《哥林多前书》第7章的时候呢，你会读到大量的关于离婚和重婚的事情。And
that teaching does not say, go ahead, get a divorce, and do everything differently from now on.
这样的教导并不是说，那就是说是啊，你就是说是啊，离婚，然后呢，就做一些不一样的事情。
God says, stay. in the present circumstances, and you'll be blessed there. Don't always say, I need new circumstances to get the blessing of God.
所以神说呢，你要留在你现在的情况之下，这样呢，神会赐福给你在你所在的情况下。不要说呢，我想要改变我的环境，这样呢，我才能得到神的赐福。So
the fact is that the world in which we live has all kinds of problems associated with bad morals in bad families.
所以呢，就是问题，就是我们住在的这个世界呢，有大量的问题是跟那个道德败坏和家庭有关联的。
Be humble and say, Lord, I am going to do it your way.
所以要谦卑，你跟主要说，主啊，我要走您的路。
Just one other thought on all this, just because it's today rather than a week ago.
还有另外一个，就是不要是说，只是说呢，今天呢，就是存在的问题，还是一个星期之前有的问题。
The terrible story in the newspapers, in the news these days, is that there was a man by the name of Charlie Kirk, was that what his name was?
Yes.
因为这个悲伤的事情呢，是说一个星期之前有一个人的名字叫查理·科克，
He was killed.
他被暗杀了。
I'm kind of amazed that it made such an important headline.
因为我感到非常惊奇的是呢，他在头条里如此重要。How
did he get killed?
他怎么被杀的？
Well, this fellow. Is it Tyler Robinson? Something like that. Killed him.
所以那个叫 Tyler Robinson的，是不是那个人？他把他给杀了。
22 years old.
那个人只有22岁。
Why did he kill him?
他为什么要杀了他了？
And so the investigators have been studying about this boy, 22 years old. He lived in a neighborhood, a quiet neighborhood, nice parents, nice friends. He was a nice boy.
这个探员呢，就是调查了这个人的人生。他其实呢，住在一个很好的社区，有很好的邻居。他也是一个非常好的孩子。
And the people who knew him before said, he has changed. He wasn't like that before. He's changed.
所以那些以前认识他的人说，这个人变了，他以前不是这样的。
And so the question is, how did that boy change?
所以现在问题是，那个孩子是怎么改变的呢？
The answer is, he's been living with a friend for the last year.
所以答案是呢，就是说是他去年开始和一个男人生活在一起。That
friend is a boy.
那个人呢是个男的。That
friend is trying to become a woman.
所以那个男人呢，他试图变成个女人。What
happens if you break God's morals laws?
因为如果你呢破坏了神的道德方面的律法，会发生什么？You
do what's wrong on the outside, and God will change you on the inside.
所以你外面你做错了事儿，神呢会把你里面的改变。And
that nice boy ends up killing a man who said there's lots of good things in life, and they come from faith in Jesus.
所以那个人他射杀了那一个人，那个人在说呢，在人生里有很多好的事情发生，如果你相信主耶稣的话。
And Romans chapter 1 says, you break the laws of morality. You say, I don't care about God's morality. I will do it my way. And you can do that. God says, I'm going to give you up to all manner of evil.
罗马书你讲过了，就是说是如果你呢，就是破坏了不遵守神的那个道德方面律法的话，那么神说呢，我会让你在内心的升华变化，让你去做错事。
Abram, Sarai, Hagar, God said, don't do that.
亚伯兰、撒来、夏家，神说呢，你们不要那么做，
They did that.
他们做了，
And Ishmael was born.
那么以实玛利出生了。
And 4,000 years later, there's still war between those two sides.
4,000年以后呢，那两边呢仍然在打仗。
Well, that's pretty heavy stuff.
这是非常沉重的问题。
God tells the truth in the Bible.
神呢在圣经里告诉了我们真理。
And where did all the problem come from? Came from the fact that Abram and Sarah said, they went down into Egypt, they told a lie, they went to Egypt, they didn't believe God, and they got into trouble, and it's still with us 4,000 years later.
所以这样的事情呢，问题从哪里来？那是亚伯兰呢，跟撒来呢，他们呢下到埃及去，他们做错的事情，他们然后呢继续做错事情。那么说4,000年以后，因为他们所做错的事情的问题仍然存在。
Verse 16.
第16节。
Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.
夏家给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰86岁。
Well, they lived longer in those days.
他们在那些日子，他们的寿命长一点。
Just the same, Abram was a pretty old man.
所以呢，你想象亚伯兰是一个非常年纪大的人。
Chapter 17, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
所以第17章创世纪第1节说呢，亚伯兰99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当行在我面前，并做完全人。
Did God give up on Abram?
神有没有放弃亚伯兰呢？
No. Did Abram give up on God?
没有。那亚伯兰呢，有没有放弃神呢？
Well, that's pretty encouraging, isn't it?
这个对我们来说很受鼓舞的，是不是呢？
Was there a mess yesterday?
昨天呢，是不是一团糟呢？
Can God do anything with people who did it wrong yesterday?
所以神呢，可以在那些过去昨天做错事的人身上做些什么吗？
And the answer is yes. You let God keep working on you. And he'll do good things.
对，答案是的。你让神在你的人生里继续做工，他会在你人生里行善功的。
Verse 2, and God said, I will make my covenant between me and you, Abram, and I will multiply you exceedingly.
第二节说呢，神说呢，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多，这是亚伯兰说的。
Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him.
然后呢，亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说。
What's that say about Abram?
所以这个对亚伯兰来说意味着什么？
It basically says, God, if you're going to talk to me, I want you to know I take it seriously.
就基本上说呢，亚伯兰说，神呢，如果您要跟我说话，我要严肃认真的对待。
I told you the story about the day that I went in to see my boss.
因为我跟大家讲过这个故事，有一天呢，我去见我的老板。
He was working in his corner office.
他在他的那个角落的办公室里工作。
I was in an office down the aisle.
所以呢，我是在走廊的办公室工作。
When I walked into his office, I noticed that I was right in the middle of putting my jacket on when I walked into his office.
但是呢，当我要去他的办公室去的时候呢，我呢把我的西服穿上。
It was a day like this, only hotter.
所以那一天呢，跟今天差不多，但是比今天还要热。
As I walked into his office, I probably started to laugh.
所以当我进到他办公室的时候呢，我可能就开始笑了。
And I said to him, boss, do you know why I'm putting my jacket on when I come into your office?
就跟我老板说，老板，你知道为什么我来你办公室之前呢，要把新衣服穿上呢？
And then I told him.
然后我告诉他。
I said, I'm putting my jacket on now because I respect you.
我
And
说。
I want to have my jacket right when I'm in your office. I respect you.
我说呢，我把我的新衣服穿上来见你呢，是要表示我尊重你，所以呢，我要把我的新衣服穿上来到你的办公室见你。
And I said, and I didn't have my jacket on when I was in my own office because I was working so hard, I was too hot to need my jacket on.
我说呢，我在我自己办公室的时候呢，我并没有穿西服，因为我在工作的特别努力，努力到一个程度，我非常的热，所以我不能穿西服在办公室里。
What I was saying to him is, boss, I respect you. I'm happy to work for you, but I want to respect you by showing, by putting my jacket on.
因为我所要表达的是，我跟老板说呢，老板呢，我尊重你，我也愿意为你工作，我表示对你尊重的方式是我见你的时候，我把我的西服穿上。
Did Abram respect the Lord when he God spoke to him? Yes, he fell on his face.
所以呢，就是说是亚伯兰当神要跟他说话的时候，他尊重什么？是的，因为他俯伏在地。
Have you ever noticed in Scripture that there are several times when people were spoken to by God and they did something on the outside? Sometimes they bowed down, sometimes they fell down, sometimes they changed their clothes. God often, I think God looks at us and says, "Do you really respect me?"
所以你没注意到的圣经里有很多地方呢，当时那些神要跟那些人说话的时候，那么有些人呢就是跪在地下，有些人呢就俯伏在地，有些人呢就改变他们，就是或者换衣服，他们就是说是当神呢就是说是要跟他们说话的时候，他们要表示他们要尊重神。
And Abram said, "Yes, God, I really do respect you."
所以亚伯兰说，那神呐，我真的尊重您。
This is what God says to him, verse 4.
这是神在第四节里讲的。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations.
他说，看呐，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
He has promised that to him many times. God keeps on repeating his promise.
所以神呢，其实呢，应许了亚伯兰呢很多次。神呢，他一直重复他的应许。
Why would God keep repeating his promise?
那么神为什么要重复他的那个应许呢？
Because we could keep on forgetting if he didn't repeat his promise.
因为呢，如果他不重复的说的话呢，我们有可能忘记了。
And so you read in the Bible, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved.
所以你在圣经里读到说说，如果你信主耶稣基督，你会得救。
God says, if you believe me, I'll bless you.
神说呢，如果你相信我，我会赐福给你。
How many times does he say that?
那神说那样的话说了多少次
？Over and over and over and over again.
一遍一遍一遍一遍又一遍。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wants us to remember, if we believe him, he will bless us.
因为呢，他想要我们相信，如果我们相信他呢，他一定会赐福给我们。
Verse 5.
第五节。
No longer shall your name be called Abram.
所以从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰。
But your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations.
要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
这个非常有意思，是不是呢？
Abram was just an ordinary man. God says, I'm going to make you special. And he put an H in his name. So he's no longer Abram, he's Abraham.
所以亚伯兰呢，只是个普通的人，那么神呢，现在要把他变成一个特别的人，他把一个 H 加到他的名字里面去，他不再叫亚伯兰了，他叫亚伯拉罕。
So, what does the word Abram mean?
那亚伯兰是什么意思呢？
Abram means exalted father.
亚伯兰呢，就是一个疲惫的父亲。
99 years old, he still doesn't have the chosen son, but he's always been called the exalted father.
所以他已经99岁了，他应许的儿子还没有得到，所以他总是被称之为一个疲惫的父亲。
So, he's got a new name now. It's called Abraham. What's that name mean?
他现在有了一个新的名字，他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。那么这个名字是什么意思呢？
It's the father of many nations.
他是多国的父。
So Abraham was the father of the Ishmaelites, the father of the Arabs. What's he going to become? Going to become the father of the Israelites and other nations. Abraham was the father of many nations, so they called him Abraham. God says, I'm going to make you Abraham.
所以亚伯兰呢，他过去只是以实玛利的父亲，是阿拉伯人的祖先。那么说呢，他神要让他成为以色列人的父亲，以色列人祖先和多国的祖先。那么说呢，神呢说我要让你成为所有的国家的父，所以我要叫你亚伯拉罕。
He says, verse 6, I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations, plural, of you, and kings shall come from you.
第六节说呢，我必使你极其繁多，多国，这个多国是复数，多国从你而立，君王们从你而出。
Why didn't he say that to him 24 years ago, when he was taken out of Ur of the Chaldees?
为什么神呢不在那个他从加勒底的吾尔出来的时候，24年前的时候跟他说那句话呢？
Have you ever noticed God often delays to give you what you want in order that he can give you more later?
所以你有没有注意到呢？神呢，通常呢，他延后再给你想要的东西，以便你能够得到更多你想要的东西。
Okay, God often does that. He says, "You don't need it right now. I'm not going to give you what you want now, but later, because I didn't give it to you now, and you had to wait. When I give you it later, I'm going to give you lots more than you would have got at the beginning."
所以神说呢，我现在呢不会给你现在你想要的东西，但是呢，我在以后会给你。我现在不给你，你马上想要的东西呢，就是说是以便你现在得到的这个东西只是一点。如果呢，我以后给你东西呢，你可以得到你现在想要的，甚至更多的。
God says, Abram, I gave you a little. I promised you a little, but it's been a long time in coming. When it comes.Yeah, I'm going to give you more, much more, much more.
所以神说呢，亚伯兰，我现在给你一点点点，给一点点呢，我稍后呢，以后呢，我会给你更多。当以后你得到的时候呢，就会得到更多、更多、更多。
So what's the word in verse 6? I will make you exceedingly fruitful.
所以呢，在那个第六节呢，这个意思是说，我必使你极其繁多，是什么意思呢？
That word exceedingly there is an interesting word in English. It means so much more you can hardly count it.
所以这个极其这个词呢，就在英文里是非常的奇妙，是真有意思的一个词，就是它那个多到你数不清楚。
He says, I will make nations of you. I will make kings come from you.
他说呢，多国从你而立，君王们必从你而出。
Verse 7, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant.
第七节说呢，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚定我的约，做永远的约， 是要做你和你后裔的神。
We talked a little bit earlier about the resurrection, didn't we?
我们稍早呢谈了一点点关于复活有没有。
Is there ever everlasting if there is no resurrection?
如果没有复活的话，它会不会永永远远呢？
There's going to be a resurrection, Abram, and you're going to rejoice because I'm making you for you an everlasting covenant between to be God to you and your descendants after you.
这个呢，就是有那个复活亚伯拉罕，你要准备好，因为我要做你，跟你做永远的约，就是永远的约，是要你做你和你后裔的神。
I will be your God, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，我要做你的神。
And I will be the God of your descendants as well.
同样呢，我要做你的后裔的神。
All right, verse 8. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you're a stranger, all the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
第八节说，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
4,000 years later, the descendants of Abraham, 8 million of them, are still living in part of that land.
所以4000年以后，那个说呢，亚伯兰的后裔，他们中间的部分有800万人仍然住在那片土地中间的一部分。
And God said to Abram, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generation."
第九节，神又对亚伯拉罕说，我和你的种子必世世代代遵守我的约。
Then he says, verse 10, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised.
其实就说你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们应当遵守的。
Verse 11, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you.
第十一节说呢，你们要受割礼，受割礼原文作者割羊皮，这是我与你们立约的证据。
Now, the sign of circumcision is a strange sign. We don't talk about it often, but in simple terms, it means this.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是割礼是一个非常有意思的一个礼，但是我们并不经常讨论这个，但是简单的讲，它也是这样一个条件。
God said, one man, one woman, one union, and it's forever.
所以神说呢，一男一女，他们联合在一起，永远在一起。
Till death us do part.
直到死亡把他们分开。
Now, Abram and Sarah and Ish and Hagar,And why they didn't live up to that standard. It wasn't one man and one woman. It was one man and two women.
亚伯兰跟撒拉那夏家呢，他们并没有遵照这个原则去生活，他们是一个男的，两个女的。
And so God says, Abram, I'm going to put a sign on your body, and that sign will be that you are for me and not for immoral behavior.
所以呢，就是说是啊，那个神说亚伯兰呢，我要在你身体上做一个记号，你要是为我而活，而不是去为那些淫乱而活。
That has always been God's plan.
这个总是神的那个计划。
And so he said, Abram, you do that. I want you to live that kind of a life. I'm going to put this sign for you and for your posterity.That they are to be circumcised so that they will be my children.
所以呢，这个就是说，神说呢，就是说啊，你们，这就是我要跟你立的约，你要在你身上做那样个记号，那么受割礼，那么说呢，这就是说是我跟你立的约，也是跟你的世世代代的后裔立的这个约，他们都要受割礼。
It's to be a sign, verse 11, of the covenant between me and you.
在这里说呢，这是我与你们立的立约的记号。第十一节里。
He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any stranger who is not your descendant.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，还是你们后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下第八日都要受割礼。
So, this becomes now a sign between Abram's family and between it's a sign between God and Abram's family. That's what it is.
所以这里呢，这个割礼成为一个记号，记号在那个神和亚伯兰和他的家庭之间的。
And verse 12, he says, "Who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised."
第十二节说呢，生下来第八日都要受割礼。
So the modern medical fraternity have analyzed what would be the best time to circumcise a male child.
所以呢，现代医学他们研究出来，就是说是对一个小男孩来说受割礼最好的时间是什么时候？
For reasons I don't understand, that they've concluded that 8 days is the best day. Any other time would be less than ideal. The best time for circumcision would be 8 days.
所以呢，这些理由呢，我不大能理解。但是呢，他们得出来的结论呢，是第八日行割礼是最好的。如果在这之前或者在这之后呢，那个效果都没有第八日行割礼的效果好。
And so you sit back and you say, that's incredible. Modern science says that Genesis chapter 17 is as precisely accurate as we could figure out today.
所以呢，你呢坐下来一想，你说，哎呀，这个呢太神奇了，因为呢现代的科学他们所得出来的结论，就像创世纪第十七章所说的一样，第八日行割礼是最好的时间。
What do we learn from that?
我们从这里学到了什么呢
？We learn this: when God says it, it's best. Do it. You'll figure it out later. When God says, "Do it this way," this is the best way to do it.
所以我们得出结论呢，就是说，当神说的，你最好去做，因为那是最好的，你稍后再去理解。那么神呢说呢，这么做，你最好就直接照着神说的话去做，那是最好的。
Verse 13, he who is born in your house and who is born bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
第十三节说，我家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上做永远的约。
And it's interesting that the Jewish people today, the males are circumcised, and in the Arab people, the descendants of Ishmael, they're all circumcised too.
这里非常有意思的是，当今以色列人的后裔呢，他们的男孩呢出生呢都受割礼，同样呢，阿拉伯世界的以实玛利的后裔呢，他们也受割礼。
4,000 years later, and the sign of this covenant is still practiced.
所以呢，4,000年以后，这样的一个约的这个记号呢，仍然在进行。
Verse 14 says, "And the uncircumcised male child, who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant."
第十四节说，但不受割礼、未割羊皮的男孩，那人必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
Well, that's a wonderful thing.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
But you know, there's often the difference between an outward sign and inward practice.
你知道吗？总是说是外面的记号和你内在的这时间呢，总是有差别的。
So it's easy to say, okay, I'm a Christian. Some people even carry a little cross on their chest that says, "I'm a Christian."
所以呢，非常容易说呢，我就是个基督徒。有些人呢，甚至呢，在他脖子上戴个十字架，说我是基督徒。
Some people go to church.
有些人呢，去教会。
And the sign is there. It's just that the people don't do it.
所以那个记号出现在那里，只是说那些人呢，他不照着去做。
So if you were to go to the Middle East today,
如果你今天去到中东，
you would find that in Israel, there is a lot of very, very, very bad morals.
所以你会就发现呢，在以色列有那存在大量大量的那个不道德的东西。
People with the sign, but people whose behavior is opposite to the sign.
所以这些人呢，身上有记号，但是他所做的事情完全与他那个记号相反。
Why is one of the reasons that Israel has so much war today? Why are so many people against Israel?
所以其中一个原因，为什么以色列人当今存在这么多的问题？为什么世界上这么多国家反对以色列呢？
Answer is they got the sign in the body, they just don't have the meaning of that sign in the heart.
答案是呢，他们身体上有那样的记号，但是他们只是不是在他们的内心里把这样的记号的意义表达出来。
And so the Apostle Paul often says, you are uncircumcised in heart. You're circumcised in the body, but not in heart.
所以使徒保罗经常说呢，就是说你们身体虽然受了割礼，但是你们的心没有受割礼，你们必须让你们的心受割礼。
And so verse 14 goes on and says, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
第十四节说呢，那人必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
The sign was to be there, and the reality of the sign was also to be there.
所以呢，那个就是说是记号必须在那里，但是那个真相呢，也必须在那里。
Verse 15 says, then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name.
第十五节说，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名字要叫撒拉。
So God changed the name of Sarah as well as Abram.
所以呢，神呢，同样呢，给撒来呢也改了名字，就像跟亚伯兰改名字一样。
Verse 16 says, I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Wow.
第十六节说，我必赐福给他，也要使你从他得一个儿子。Wow.
Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her.
然后说呢，我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的众君王从他而出。
Now I think this is the first time that we read that the promise was that Sarah would have a son and that the son would be by her and not the son that came through Hagar.
这是第一次我们读到这样的应许，一个儿子要从撒拉出来，而不是从那个夏家出来。
Some people have noted that when God changed Abram's name from Abram to Abraham, he put an H in the name.
所以有些人呢，他们已经注意到了，当神呢把亚伯兰从亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他在里面加了一个 H.
And when God changed Sarai's name, he did it by putting an H in her name.
当神呢，就是给撒来改名字的时候呢，也加了一个 H 在里面。
So how do you pronounce H?
你怎么去发 H 这个音？
Okay, the ha is the wind.
Ha. 这个 ha 就是个气。
Okay. And the H, therefore, is the indicative of the spirit of God.
所以这个里面的 H 在里面讲的就是说是神的灵。
And so Abraham's life is slightly different now because the Spirit of God has taken control of that man's life.
所以亚伯拉罕的人生现在有点不一样了，因为神的灵呢在控制这个人的人生了。
And the Spirit of God came into Sarai, and she became Sarah.
所以呢，就是神的灵呢降临在撒拉的这个人里面，他成了撒莱的里面，他成了撒拉。
And so the question is, has God changed your name?
现在问题是神改了你的名字吗？
Has the Spirit of God come into your life?
所以神的灵有没有降到你的里面呢？
And I may have told you that I was sitting here one night.
因为我跟告知有一天呢，我晚上坐在这里。
And I explained this to some people.
我对有些人解释这些事情。
And over there at the back.
在那后面。
Was a woman sitting.
有一个女的坐在那里。
And her name was Ellen.
她的名字叫 Ellen.
And she listened to all that and she said, All right, call me.Helen，
他听到我讲的一切，他说：“好吧，从此以后叫我 Helen。”
Helen， okay， she said， "I want the Spirit of God in my life."
他说：“我想要神的灵在我的人生里面。”
And so her name is not Mrs. Wong。
她的名字呢，不再是王太。
Her name is Mrs. Huang。
他的名字是黄太。
Okay, because she wants the Spirit of God in her life too.
因为她想要神的灵在她人生里。
God wants, by the way, don't call me Harold.
所以神说呢，你们不要叫我 Harold。
I'm Harold.
要叫 Harold.
I did. And there is one man who's gone to heaven.But he lived a long time ago. He used to always call me Harold. I was never impressed.
所以有一个人呢，他现在已经去天家了。他很多年前呢，他通常叫我 Harold， 我非常不高兴。
God wants to keep on doing miracles in your life.
神要的一直在你的人生里行神迹。
And he wants to do miracles in my life.
他想要在我的人生里也行神迹。
Did Abram and Sarah do everything right?
所以亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们是每件事情都做对了吗？
What did they do that was right? They believed God.
他们做对的事情是什么呢？他们相信神。
That's what you do. You say, Lord, I believe you. I didn't do it right yesterday. I believe God today. By the grace of God, I will do it your way today.
其实就是我们在座的每个人说的，我们说主啊，神啊，我相信您，我昨天做错了，但是今天开始我要相信您，我从今天开始要做对的事情。
All right, well, our time is gone, and these stories never end.
因为我们时间到了，这样的故事呢，永远不会结束。
All right, so.Let's pray, and the Lord will bless us.
所以我们来祷告，神会赐福给我们。
Lord, we thank you for your kindness to us.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您对我们的慈爱。
You were kind to Sarah. You were kind to Abraham. You were kind to Hagar.
所以您对那个亚伯兰有慈爱，对撒拉有慈爱，对夏家有慈爱。
Lord, we pray that you'll be kind to us.
所以主啊，我们祷告，您会对我们也有慈爱。
We think of this world today that says of morals, they're not important. You can do anything you want.
所以我们知道这个世界呢，他们说呢，道德并不重要，你想干嘛就干嘛。
And we pray, Lord, that we will be not like the world. May we be circumcised in behavior and in heart, we pray.
所以主啊，愿我们不像这个世界的人这样。那么说呢，愿我们的行为和我们的内心呢，都受割礼。我们祷告。
So we ask your blessing now and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在祈求您的赐福，并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all.